Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 840 here on WPHM on this Wednesday morning. If you're wondering why the weather has been so nice, who ordered all this nice weather? Well, the Chamber of Commerce orders this nice weather, of course. Thelma Castillo, the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber, with us right now. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, Paul.
You ordered it up just right, didn't you?
I sure did. We were here in September, and you said it was going to get kind of cold. And I said, oh, you know, I think we're going to be in for Indian summer. And not that I can predict the future, because if I could, I'd get the lottery numbers.
Right.
But it's been wonderful for our community to really enjoy this warm weather.
It really has. I mean, we haven't really gotten cold yet. It cooled off a little bit for a few days in September, but not by much. You've got a fun event coming up tomorrow night. It's your annual, or not annual, your monthly business after five.
Right, and that is why I wanted the Indian summer, because October is actually our last business after five outside, and then we start going back indoors. But we are at the Hatch tomorrow night, which is owned by none other than Matt Brooks. And he is going to be hosting us, and he's got a new business called Jack Lake Games and Social Club. And it's kind of an interesting concept, but they wanted to kind of have some things outside for people. And there's not a lot of things going on in the south end of Port Huron. And so Matt and Carol Hall have decided to jointly come together and build this kind of social club. And I think it's going to be a hit for our community.
Interesting. All right. So tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Hatch, which is on 6th Street downtown,
yes.
Right?
Yep. And it's going to be in their backyard. So, you know, it's going to be a fun time. He's going to have music and food and entertainment. And, you know, Matt always puts on a great show. And he is very energetic. And, you know, who cannot laugh when Matt's not around? You know, when Matt's around. I mean, he is just a joy to be around. And we really appreciate all the support he gives to the Chamber. Not only with these types of events, but as a board member, as referring businesses to us, he is really one of our ambassadors. And, you know, it takes a whole village to make a chamber go. And we are very fortunate that we have a lot of people in the community that feel that way about us. Yes, we have a staff of three people, but we only have a staff of three people. So we do rely on those individuals to say, hey, you know, how about you come out here and do this? Or how about, you know, I refer this business to you and you reach out to them. And so it's been a real dynamite kind of situation, especially with COVID in the last 2 years. I mean, we've had some ups and downs, but for the most part, we're here and we're financially sound. So that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned the last year and a half has been like. And, you know, businesses have hung in there, but they've had to do so by kind of leaning on one another. And, you know, whether it's a networking event like the one tomorrow night or Zoom information sessions that you're able to have, or just picking up the phone and calling. You know, I'm sure you've taken a number of phone calls the last couple of years from businesses saying, Thelma, we're not sure what to do in this situation. How can you help us out?
Absolutely. And, you know, as not only is our organization, but the EDA and Blue Water Startups, there's a number of organizations that have come together to really help the business community. Because, again, can't be just one organization doing it all. We all have to work together to make it happen. And I just heard a report this morning. Again, I don't know if it's accurate, but in August, 4.3 million people left the workforce. And the service industry got hit the hardest. And, you know, I know a lot of our restaurant owners love the business. They're busy, but they're turning away business because they don't have enough staff and they don't want to disappoint the customer. That was unheard of in 2019. Of course you want all the business. Of course you want all the parties. But now people are saying, you know what? I don't have the staff. If you're willing to, you know, do a two-hour thing, okay, I can manage it. But if you want to come in and out in an hour, you know, you might have to go somewhere else.
And I think by and large, consumers understand what's going on with the workforce, with the supply chain slowdowns, things like that. So we've all had to kind of adjust our expectations, whether it's in the service industry or things that we want to buy, goods and things like that. But moving forward, we do need to address this issue, don't we?
We sure do. And, you know, hopefully there's going to be things put in place to help address that, to help the businesses, to help people come back to the workforce, maybe, you know, increase wages, as maybe having childcare plans for these individuals that may not be able to work for a lower wage and have health or have childcare issues. And I know that there's a lot of variables that go into why people are deciding to leave the workforce. Maybe they've decided that they don't need that extra income. Maybe it's better to stay home. Maybe family is more important while my children are young. So again, those are the issues that we need to figure out. What is keeping people from coming back to the workforce? Because we all need people. We all, our businesses really need the people. We are continuing to attract businesses here. New businesses are opening. They want people to work. And, you know, if we don't have that labor force, people are going to look elsewhere, and we don't want that to happen because, of course, our area is the best place to live.
Well, no doubt about it. Hands down, we certainly know that. And not to say that all the problems of the world get solved this way, but, you know, Business After Five is a great opportunity for people to kind of talk about solutions to problems and meet one another. And it's those conversations that happen in a casual setting like that that can lead to, you know, success for a lot of businesses.
Absolutely. There's a lot of social interaction, a lot of joking, a lot of, you know, casual conversation, as you said, Paul. But there are a lot of chamber members that will only do business with chamber members. And it's nice for us, and it's nice for the network. So I think that adds another component to it and why you'd want to come to these networking events and come and be part of the chamber. You know, if you're not sure, you can always come as our guest to a Business After Five. We have them monthly. Every second Thursday of the month, we have them at different locations. You know, if you're not comfortable going into a restaurant or a bar setting, you know, we've had them outside. We've had them at businesses. We try to move it around so that we can make everyone feel comfortable.
Yeah, they're all a little bit different. And it sounds like the one tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun. 5 to 7 p.m. at the Hatch on 6th Street.
It is going to be outside. My understanding, it's supposed to be 73 degrees. But, you know, by 5 o'clock, it might cool down just a bit, but it might not. So make sure you bring a little jacket with you and be able to have a fun time, because I know Matt's going to put on a fabulous show.
It will be a good time, no doubt about it. Thelma, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Thelma Castillo from the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce with us.